You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back. Final segment here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're going to go to the phone lines. Last chance. Call your shots. If there's an optimistic man out there or woman, call us up. Let us know why you feel that way. And, of course, you know all of our Ohio Business Machine's hot topics. What are you looking for from Johnny? What would you see from Johnny that would give you some confidence going forward? Let's go right now to Steve in Canton. Steve, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. I always wanted to call in, listen to you every day on the way to work. Love the show.
Thank you.
You guys do an excellent job. Wanted to say I'm a 61-year-old man. I got to the point where you guys are at right now. Last week, I thought they were going to get crushed by Arizona. I'm watching the first half. I'm just ecstatic. You know, like you said, the wheels fell off. Tonight, I am looking for a win. I see a win.
Wow.
Whether it's 3-2 or 1-point win.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I saw a picture of Johnny on the advertisement. Big smile. This kid, I don't care if it's a Thursday night game. He'd have been ready on Tuesday. This kid needs to play. Cleveland needs to see what we got the rest of the way out, in my opinion, with him. And then go from there. And get these young guys in there. Some of these guys that are hurt haven't been performing. You know, I saw Hayden get burnt, and I love the guy. He got burnt like 4 plays, and I thought he might be hurting, you know. So veteran, all pro, whatever. If you're not up to speed, you're hurting the team. So I just, you know, I'm all about the Browns all my life, and it's such a great thing calling in. And that's why I had to say, I'm looking for a win. I'm looking for them to show them on national television that we aren't a joke. We were in games. We played the Broncos tough. They play for Peck. Give the guy a shot, and let's just keep going and see what we got here.
Awesome. Thank you, Steve.
Appreciate the call very much. Thank you so much for that. There, let's go 216-578. Well, listen, a win, 1 point, 10 points, 5 points.
Whatever.
It doesn't matter. We'll take it. A win is a win.
Dave
in Zor. Dave, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Nathan, Matt?
Good, man.
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good. I know it's been a rough year for us all, Nathan, but I still say you got the best job going tonight at the game.
I love it, man. I love doing this.
I don't blame you. Well, I'll trade you in a second. I look for the Browns to do well tonight. I know Manziel did good when he practiced with the ones, and he seemed to perform good earlier in this year. The only thing I would like to see him do on, I know they need to run the ball, but to me they need to run it to the edges to do, you know, what our defense gets criticized for not being able to defend. Make it tougher on the other defense. Go out
so
there.
So the biggest issue with our edge running is the fact that our tight ends have struggled mightily blocking. Gary Barnidge, as great as he's been as a pass catcher, has struggled blocking. Jim Dre has been a subpar in that category as well. So you can't run to the edges unless your tight ends are helping you seal the edge. But I agree with you. That's something that the Browns must be able to do.
Yeah, well, we got, like you said, we got to get to, you know, we got to see what our guys got, and if they're not performing, and you know, it's hurting our running game, we got to find somebody else, you know.
Absolutely, Dave.
I don't know if Bibbs is much of a blocker, but I am excited to see Bibtacular tonight, man.
Yes. How much we see of him, we don't know, but the fact that he's up, hopefully that's a sign towards the future.
Yes, I certainly do want to see that. All right, 216-578-0850 on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. John in Canal Fulton, welcome to the show.
Gentlemen, thank you for taking my call. Love it. You guys keep me
upbeat,
man. You keep me going. I'm 55 years old. I figure one of these days after the drive and fumble, we'll get one.
Thank you, man.
I got an interesting story for you here. I didn't know if you'd, a lot of people don't know, but I took my father-in-law to the doctor today. He's just getting up there. He had to go to the foot doctor. I said, Dad, do you want to see Paul Brown's grave? He goes, his grave? I said, yeah, he's buried in Massillon, Ohio. And I said, but when I take you out there, don't be disappointed. There'll be nothing on it. And he goes, you've got to be kidding me. So I went out, and I actually showed him where it is, you know, and he's done so much for Massillon and Cleveland. I said, isn't it a shame that it just seems to not even be taken care of? So I go, we're going to go get some flowers, and we're going to put flowers on Paul Brown's grave. and he's got those flowers. So I'm going to call the shot tonight, fellas. If he likes those flowers, I know he's got something to do with both teams. But, hey, he started – I was born and raised in Maslin, so it was a tie there. And I'm just hoping that he enjoys these flowers and something happens tonight. Maybe that's the curse. I mean, there's seriously people told me over Christmas nothing's there. And what kind of hurts is that, you know, he got the Hall of Fame. He's got, I'm not downing anybody, but his family could call and say, hey, please keep this, you know, every 2 weeks, put out a fresh arrangement. And just kind of sad. It's kind of sad to never see anything.
It's kind of sad. You're right.
So I'm hoping, and I'm going to call the shot tonight, 30-20 Cleveland, and maybe we can get this bad
comment
turned around.
Let's go.
Thank you very much for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you very much for the call. And finally, our last call of the show today, let's go to Mike in SoCal. What's up, Mike?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, man.
So I'm thinking 35-31 Browns. Got to be optimistic, as always. And, boy, sure would be nice to have Mike Evans.
Yes, yes, yes.
On our
yes.
team?
Can we
on
go
our
get
team.
That guy or what?
It would have been very nice. Yeah, you're not wrong about that. It would have been quite lovely to have Mike Evans on this team reunited with Johnny Manziel. Unfortunately, that won't be the case. But as far as tonight goes, I am looking forward to seeing Johnny. I'm looking forward to see the Browns attempt to run the football against the Bengals. And listen, they should have some success running the football against this Bengals team. This Bengals team has given up about 6 yards a carry to running backs over the last 4 weeks. So you can do it. The Browns just need to go out there, execute, and make it happen.
Yeah, and Nathan, for me, what I want to see is I want to see the fire. I want to see guys that are pissed off the fact that they're 2-6, take it out on the Cincinnati Bengals. And as I've said all show long, if we can do the right things, meaning run the football, allow Johnny to not stand on a spot and throw the football, not have to run around like a chicken with his head cut off, but be under control and be the playmaker that Johnny Manziel is, and make this a football game into the fourth quarter, you just hope that somebody gets mad enough or takes enough accountability and puts it on themselves to make that play, that interception, that forced fumble, that sack, that catch, that throw, that run. That's what we need to do. Put the dagger, you know, right through their heart, choke them out, stomp them out, and obviously get on that plane excited with some fresh energy to come back and go right back again. Have a little bit of time off, but you go right back on the road in the division. You'd be 2-0 in the division, and you're going to Pittsburgh. Back with Big Ben, not playing their best football either, just lost Le'Veon Bell, oh, by the way.
You're right about that. This is the first opportunity of two on national television for the Browns this year. Last year they won their only national television game. Hopefully that same magic can get sprinkled all along this team. We want to thank each and every one of you for being with us here today on the show. We'll be back at it again tomorrow, breaking down ultimately what happened between the Bengals and the Browns. Pre-game starts at 4:30 all along the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Matt Wilhelm, Ken Carmen, Gerard Cherry, Dustin Fox, all Tony Rizzo, all be with you, getting you ready for the game. And then I'll be there on TV, News Channel 5, before the pregame around 7:07, also on the radio along with Jim and Doug for the call of the game. Thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford.
Go Browns.
Thanks to the Dreamer.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.